This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Isoptin and Isoptin SR. Active ingredient, verapamil hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Isoptin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Isoptin. There are two types of Isoptin. EURSENT Isoptin tablets, available as 40 mg and 80 mg tablets. EURSENT Isoptin SR, available as 180 mg and 240 mg tablets. The letters SR in the name Isoptin SR stand for sustained release. This means the medicine is released into the blood over an extended period of time, usually allowing the medicine to be taken once a day. In most parts of this leaflet, the name Isoptin is used to refer to both Isoptin tablets and Isoptin SR tablets. Where there is information specific to the type of Isoptin, separate names are used. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Isoptin? Isoptin contains the active ingredient verapamil hydrochloride. Isoptin and Isoptin SR belong to a group of medicines called calcium channel blockers or calcium antagonists. They work by opening up blood vessels, which let small blood and oxygen reach the heart and at the same time lowers high blood pressure. Isoptin tablets also help to control fast or irregular heartbeats. Isoptin does not change the amount of calcium in your blood or bones. Calcium in your diet or in calcium supplements will not interfere with the way Isoptin works. Isoptin and Isoptin SR are used to treat high blood pressure, hypertension and angina, chest pain. Isoptin is also used to treat irregular heartbeats, also called arrhythmias. Isoptin SR is not recommended for use in children under the age of 18, as there have been no studies of its effects in this age group. There is no evidence that Isoptin is addictive. What should I know before I use Isoptin? Warnings. Do not use Isoptin if you are allergic to verapamil hydrochloride or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have certain heart conditions, such as heart failure, a very slow heart rate, heart conduction problems, some irregular heartbeats, or disease of the heart muscle. You have low blood pressure, also called hypotension. You are taking medicines containing ivabradine, direct oral anticoagulants, drugs such as dabigatran, in certain situations. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: any other heart problems, blood vessel, circulatory disease, or a stroke, liver or kidney problems. Neuromuscular conditions such as Duchenne muscular dystrophy, myasthenia gravis, Lambert-Eaton syndrome. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Isoptin may affect your baby if you take it in pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of taking Isoptin during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Isoptin passes into breast milk. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of taking Isoptin when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Isoptin and affect how it works. Medicines to treat heart problems or high blood pressure. Beta blockers, e.g. atenolol, propranolol, metoprolol, ivabradine, digoxin. Medicines used to control irregular heartbeat, e.g. quinidine, flecainide, amiodarone, disopyramide. Medicines used to control high blood pressure, especially prazosin or durazosin. Medicines used to lower cholesterol. statins such as atorvastatin or simvastatin, medicines used to treat or prevent blood clots, sometimes referred to as blood thinners, direct oral anticoagulants, drugs such as dabigatran, aspirin, medicines used to treat or prevent gout, colchicine, sulfapyrazine, medicines used to treat psychological problems, medicines to treat depression or psychosis such as St. John's wort, imipramine, buspirone, midazolam, or lithium, medicines to treat epilepsy or seizures, phenytoin, carbamazepine, phenobarbital, medicines to treat or prevent organ transplant rejection, cyclosporin, everolimus, sirolimus, tacrolimus, medicines used to treat infections or tuberculosis, such as erythromycin, clarithromycin, tulithromycin, or rifampicin, medicines used in the treatment of human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, such as ritonavir, medicines used in surgical procedures, general anesthetics used for inducing sleep, muscle relaxants, other medicines that may react with isoptin, theophylline, a medicine used to treat asthma, doxorubicin, a medicine used to treat certain cancers, cimetidine, a medicine commonly used to treat stomach ulcers and reflux, metformin and glibenclamide, medicines used to treat diabetes, aspirin, amitriptan, avoid alcohol while using isoptin. You may experience greater blood pressure lowering effects than usual. Avoid grapefruit juice, as this may increase the blood levels of verapamil. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect isoptin. How do I use isoptin? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you will need to take each day, and when to take them. This depends on your condition, and whether you are taking any other medicines. Isoptin tablets are usually taken 2 or 3 times a day. The usual dose of isoptin SR is once daily, or they may be taken twice daily. Treatment with isoptin is usually long-term. Keep taking isoptin for as long as your doctor recommends. When to take isoptin? Take isoptin SR with food. Isoptin 40 mg and 80 mg tablets can be taken with or without food. How to take isoptin? Swallow isoptin with a glass of water. Isoptin 40 mg and 80 mg tablets are to be swallowed whole. They are not meant to be broken. Isoptin SR tablets can be broken in half if your doctor has prescribed half a tablet. Do not crush or chew isoptin SR tablets. If you forget to use isoptin, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you miss more than one dose, or are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much isoptin, if you think that you have used too much isoptin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126, New Zealand telephone 0800 Poison or 0800 764 7666 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much isoptin, you may have difficulty breathing, a slow heartbeat, chest pain, feel very faint, or collapse. However, if you are taking isoptin SR, sustained release tablets, the medicine is released into the blood over an extended period of time, so you may not notice these symptoms immediately. What should I know while using isoptin? Things you should do. If you become pregnant while taking isoptin, tell your doctor. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking isoptin. If you are going to have surgery, including dental surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking isoptin. Visit your doctor regularly so that they can check on your progress. Your doctor may ask you to have blood tests to check your liver from time to time. Call your doctor straight away if you are being treated for angina. Tell your doctor if you continue to have angina attacks or if they become more frequent while you are using isoptin. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using isoptin. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Isoptin, or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not take Isoptin with grapefruit, or its juice. Do not give Isoptin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Isoptin to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Be careful getting up from a sitting position. Dizziness, lightheadedness, or fainting may occur, especially when you get up quickly. Getting up slowly may help. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Isoptin affects you. Isoptin may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or tiredness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol while taking Isoptin, dizziness, or lightheadedness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep Isoptin tablets below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the pack, until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. As with most medicines, if you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Report any side effects to your doctor promptly. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Constipation. Feeling sick, upset stomach. Dizziness, lightheadedness, headache, flushing, tiredness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these more common side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Chest pain, fainting, collapse, slow, fast, or irregular heartbeat, shortness of breath, sometimes with tiredness, weakness and reduced ability to exercise, which may occur together with swelling of the feet and legs due to fluid buildup. Severe blisters, skin rash, itching, or flaking skin. Fever, upper stomach pain, feeling generally unwell. Swollen eyes and mouth. Muscle weakness. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems or New Zealand at https://nzphvc.otago.ac.nz/reporting/by-reporting side effects. You can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Isoptin 40 mg and 80 mg contain. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Verapamil hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calcium hydrogen phosphate. Dihydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Cross-carbamyl sodium. Magnesium stearate. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Hypromalose. Purified talc. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Macrogol 6000. Titanium dioxide. What Isoptin 180SR contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Verapamil hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium alginate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Macrogol 400. Macrogol 6000. Purified talc. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide red. Glycol or butylene glycol montanate. What Isoptin 240 SR contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. verapamil hydrochloride, other ingredients, inactive ingredients, sodium alginate, powdered cellulose, povidone, magnesium stearate, hypromalose, purified talc, macrogol 400, macrogol 6000, titanium dioxide, quinoline yellow, indigo carmine, glycol or butylene glycol montanate, purified water. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What isoptin looks like. Isoptin 80 mg is white, biconvex film coated tablet, embossed isoptin 80 on the front and no above the score on the back, Ostow 65503. Isoptin SR 180 mg is Aldrose, oval film coated tablet. No long one face NSR, score, 180 on the other face, Ostar 5, 4, 0, 3, 2. Isoptin SR 240 mg is light green, oblong film coated tablet, curved tooling. Score and 2 logus on one face and score on the other face, Ostar 1, 2, 8, 0, 1. Who distributes Isoptin? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2025. Isoptin is a Viatris company trademark. Isotin_CMI.UN25/00.